This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Parliamentary Hearing Committee endorses Prakash Man Singh Raut for the post of Chief Justice. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak directs all concerned bodies to remain high alert as heavy rainfall is forecast in some places of Koshi and Bagmati provinces. World Bank expects 5.1% economic growth for Nepal in current fiscal year, and Israel vants UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres for his failure to condemn Iran's missile attack. Now the news in detail. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has unanimously endorsed Prakash Man Singh Raut for the post of Chief Justice. Senior member of the committee, Ananda Prasad Dhungana, said the meeting of the committee, which was held at the Simadarbar, approved Raut for the appointment to the post of Chief Justice after concluding a hearing today. The meeting of the Constitutional Council held on the 16th of September recommended the senior most justice of the Supreme Court Raut as Chief Justice. The new Chief Justice has pledged to ensure justice to all as envisaged by the Constitution. Likewise, the Parliament Hearing Committee also unanimously endorsed the nomination of the government to appoint Chitralekha Yadav as the next Nepal ambassador to Australia. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has directed all the authorities concerned and relevant mechanisms to remain high alert and make preparations as heavy rainfall is forecast in some places of the Koshi and Bagmati provinces till Friday. The instruction comes in response to the weather forecast bulletin released by the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology regarding the possibilities of downfall in some parts of the Bagmati and Gondaki provinces. Home Minister Lekhak called on all three security agencies, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, chief district officers and local governments for caution towards possible risk of disasters. The department has also appealed to public for alertness and readiness to mitigate the potential risk of the predicted rainfall and its consequences. Meanwhile, the Home Ministry has informed that the death toll from the rain-induced disasters has jumped to 232, while 165 people have sustained injuries and 23 people still remain missing. King of the Saudi Arabia, Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud, has expressed his sorrow over the significant loss of life and property in the recent flooding and landslides in Nepal. He extended his heartfelt condolences and sincere sympathy to President Ramchandra Podil, the families of the deceased and the Nepalese citizens. He wished for the safe return of the missing ones and a swift recovery for the injured. World Bank has projected Nepal's economic growth rate to be at 5.1% in the current fiscal year from 3.9% in the last fiscal year, driven by anticipated high tourist arrivals along with increased hydropower and paddy production. According to the World Bank's latest economic update released today, it mentioned that the private sector is expected to contribute to the country's growth as it is anticipated to benefit from the central bank's loosening of monetary policy and easing of regulatory requirements. Likewise, Nepal's economy is projected to grow by 5.5% in the next fiscal year. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal has certified the Public Service Broadcasting PSP Bill designed to merge Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. The National Assembly Chairperson also certified the Nepal University Bill. Deputy Spokesperson of the Federal Parliament, Dasarath Thamala, said the certified bills have been sent to the President Office for the authentication. After the authentication from the President, the bills will take the form of acts. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपैयाँ मटन खाना 200 रुपैयाँ ओए मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नुपर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithiba Subba Gurung has said the government aims to build digital public infrastructure with effective digital foundation under the Digital Nepal framework. Inaugurating the three-day Trans-Himalaya Communications and Social Development Conference organized at Kathmandu University in Kabri today, Minister Gurung said government's policy and program focuses on digital public infrastructures to pave way to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals 2030. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjun Varadeva has called for using the artificial intelligence AI in a responsible and decent manner for the common benefit and prosperity of everyone. Addressing the inauguration session of the Asia Corporation Dialogue in Qatar, Doha today, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana said AI could not be put behind in the present era and must be used for the benefit of all. More than 800,000 foreign tourists have entered Nepal in 9 months of this year. According to the statistics of the Nepal Tourism Board, 816,000 tourists visited Nepal from January to September this year. Director of the Nepal Tourism Board, Moni Raj Lamisana, said overall tourist arrivals have increased by 6% compared to last year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Israel's Foreign Minister Israel Katz says UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is barred from entering the country for his failure unequivocally to condemn Iran's missile attack on Israel on Tuesday. The Israeli foreign minister accused the UN chief of being anti-Israel and giving support to terrorists, rapists and murderers. He added that UN General Secretary Guterres will be remembered as a stain on the history of the UN for generations to come. Yesterday, the UN chief condemned the broadening of the Middle East conflict after escalation and called for a ceasefire. Meanwhile, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had said Iran would pay after Iran fired around 180 missiles at Israel on Tuesday. In Gaza, the Hamas-run health ministry says Israeli strikes in Khan Yunis has killed at least 51 people. Meantime, the Israeli military and Hezbollah have reported ground fighting inside southern Lebanon a day after Israel announced it was invading. A spokesperson for Hezbollah says its clashes with the Israel Defense Forces in southern Lebanon today are part of the first round of war. Russian troops have taken complete control of the Ukraine's eastern city of Bolidar, which Ukrainian forces have been defending since the beginning of Moscow's full-scale invasion 2.5 years ago. According to the BBC, Ukraine's eastern military command confirmed on Wednesday that they had told their troops still fighting in parts of the Volodar to pull back to avoid becoming surrounded. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi Province and at a few places of Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Parliamentary Hearing Committee endorses Prakash Man Singh Raut for the post of Chief Justice. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak directs all concerned bodies to remain high alert as heavy rainfall is forecast in some places of Koshi and Bagmati provinces. World Bank expects 5.1% economic growth for Nepal in current fiscal year. And Israel bans UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres for his failure to condemn Iran's missile attack. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.